This is quite a complicated issue. First of all, in terms of the health aspects of the water, and we do a water quality monitoring program on the largest of the remote communities, the actual record of compliance with Australian Drinking Water Guidelines at Bidjedenga for the past 12 months has been very acceptable. That's something that we do monthly. We do a water test just to check on quality, and we do that in conjunction with the Department of Health. And the success rate at Bidjedenga has been quite okay. So in terms of health outcomes and the water quality itself, the water has been compliant with the requirements of the Department of Health and Australian Drinking Water Guidelines.
So what action has your department taken to expand and protect the community's drinking water supply, such as sinking a new bore, which has been recommended several times in recent years?
Well, okay, there's a couple of things which impact on this. One is about, and I preface it by saying that in any area where water supply is finite, then there's a range of measures that need to be taken. There's issues of supply and capacity. There are issues of water use. And there are also issues of maintaining infrastructure to ensure that leaks are quickly addressed. So there's a range of things that impact. So if we talk about putting additional buildings, for example, into the community, the reality is that most of the people who have been the beneficiaries of new housing over the last couple of years were actually living in the community anyway. So they were consumers of water at the community. So as such, it's not the new houses themselves that have made a significant contribution to higher water consumption, because in reality, the people were those people were consuming water at Bidjedenga. They've just been able to be housed in more appropriate circumstances.
But the report from the Department of Planning said it's got a limit of 15 new homes, and after that, there's no scope for more homes because the water, sewage, and tip facilities are so limited. There's 30 new homes been built this year and more planned for next year, and the water keeps going off. Why does that happen?
There are provisional plans for additional housing at Bidjedenga. Whether we actually proceed with that will resolve around a number of factors. And perhaps if I can just tell you a couple of things that we are doing. The first, in terms of demand management, that's a key for us. That's about education of water users on the community to try and reduce consumption. And it's unfortunately something that we face in some other communities, and I'm aware that the Water Corp has faced the same problem in some towns. And I've seen the success of that in, for example, Halls Creek, where further housing in Halls Creek looked like being constrained unless water consumption could be reduced. And the community there responded really well and were able to reduce water consumption, but that came hand in hand with very good maintenance programs, making sure that leaking taps were repaired quickly, making sure tenants or residents understood how to use water wisely, and the threat of water availability. So there's that part of it, and we're certainly doing a fair bit in terms of educational work to try and reduce water consumption per person. But the other thing is certainly about trying to increase capacity. We've let a contract for some work to be done on two existing bores, which will in fact enable more water to be drawn from the aquifer. So that's actually, I understand that contract has already been let. So that will certainly have an impact. The other issue that we are grappling with is how do we add further capacity beyond that.
And what will you be doing to add that further capacity?
Well, that's something that we will need to discuss with the Commonwealth in terms of funding and the impact of any additional buildings, both our own houses that we build for the community itself, but any other buildings which people propose to go on to a community, because everything has to be bolted on to the existing infrastructure. And obviously we would be very concerned about anything which adds to the challenges that we already face. So even in our own terms, when we're looking at more housing, we're not going to do more housing unless we are convinced that the water capacity issue is resolved. And as I say, it'll be through a combination of things.
But it was identified in January 2010 on a report that was signed off by your department and the Department of Water that the drinking water at Bidgee was at high risk of contamination and that new bores needed to be sunk. So why are we nearly at the end of 2013 and no bores been sunk and you haven't talked to the Commonwealth?
Well, as I say, first of all, in terms of the health of the water supply, our regular testing under the regime with the Department of Health, which we apply to all communities, indicates that the water quality is sound. So we've not had an issue there, and so in that sense, I'm confident that the quality of the water is satisfactory. In terms of additional water supplies, if you just look at capacity itself, and fail to look at the other things like water consumption, and also at what's causing that consumption. Is it poor water use by residents? Is there potential to reduce that consumption? Is it a challenge in the maintenance area, where
which do you where think more it maintenance? Is, Graham
oh,
Jones?
It's a combination. As I say, you can't approach these issues just with one particular objective in mind. You really need to look at a range of strategies that together produce the outcome that you're wanting. So we're actually looking at the range of things, including more infrastructure, but certainly also looking at, are we satisfied that our maintenance regime is responsive enough to quickly jump on any issues of leakages, and also, are we providing enough advice to residents about how to conserve water? So it's the range of things that we're targeting.
So why is the water going off every other day for 6 months?
Well, that's an interesting comment. I've yet to quantify that. I've actually asked for advice on what's the actual statistics of that, and I don't have those available as yet. I must say that this is the first time that it's been drawn to my attention. So the issue itself that played out yesterday was an interesting one, in that the advice that I've got was a technical malfunction. It wasn't actually a lack of water, but it was a technical malfunction in the automation system which caused one of the tanks to go dry. So, in fact, once that was fixed, water was able to be restored. In that sense, it wasn't a lack of water. It was rather a technical problem in the automation system.
And talking to residents myself, it seems that it's a regular issue, that water's going off quite often. Sometimes it's a trickle, sometimes it's a gush, sometimes it doesn't exist, that cleaners can't clean and that people are having to have buckets of water next to their toilets because they can't rely on what's coming out of the tap. So what will you be doing to address it, Graham Jones?
Well, the first point that I did make is I've asked for absolute quantification of what the facts are in terms of water availability. So that's the first thing, to establish what the incidence is, because as I say, this is the first time it's come to my attention. But then in terms of what we're doing with it, as I say, we've already awarded a contract to expand the draw on the aquifer of the existing pumps. So that's going to increase the supply. But then we will do those combination of factors that I've mentioned, working on the demand management, working to make sure that our maintenance regime is responsive, so that we jump on any leaks. And finally, it's also looking at the potential for additional funding to put in additional infrastructure. Additional infrastructure in terms of water supply.
And when might this happen? When might the water supply be expanded and protected? What date have you set on it to be completed?
Well, we haven't set a date. We're just doing some work with our technical experts to get the advice on what the solution would be and what part additional infrastructure will play in that solution.
Graham.
And from there, obviously, we will be having discussions with the Commonwealth about the funding of that, if indeed the suggestion is water conservation and the maintenance regime alone won't resolve the problem, that there is the challenge also of having to increase capacity beyond what will be achieved through the current contract that we have out.